Rome in the summer. Hot, humid, and crowded with tourists. This is the money period for the service industry, especially transport. But if you're trying to find a taxi in Rome right now, good luck. They're on strike.
We decided we wanted to look for a taxi and there were none.
I spoke to a group of tourists walking the streets of Rome.
Wouldn't they be making the most money now because the most tourists aren't so good with the public transportation, so they should be making the most money from the tourists. And they could rip them off, too.
But if they want to make a statement, it would be the best time to do it now, wouldn't it?
Rome's buses are often crowded. In the center of the city, it's closed to most private vehicles. Taxi cabs are the way many people get around, especially tourists unfamiliar with the bus system.
It is very annoying. It is inconvenient for everybody here, especially during the weekends. I'm seeing tons of tourists, travelers here walking around with their suitcases, which doesn't seem to be like the safest thing to do.
In Rome, cabs are owner-operated, which means there's no management to strike against. So why are they on the picket line?
The new Prodi government in Italy has been trying to liberalize several different sectors of Italian life.
Kishore Jayabalan is the director of the Rome office of the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty.
In Italy, for a long time, there's been really a way of kind of controlling the number of jobs that are available to people. And the taxi situation is one that affects probably people the most obviously, because people end up waiting so much longer for taxis in Rome because there's fewer of them.
And he's right. Italy's taxi drivers are among the most protected in the world. Licenses are expensive and often handed down from father to son.
Rome ends up having about one-fourth the number of taxis as you would find in many other European cities like London or in Brussels. It really is an effect of the way the Italian system is run with these kind of guilds and restricting the number of licenses. And what the government's trying to do is lower the cost so that more people can get licenses and therefore provide better services to the consumers.
The government says that it won't back down, although many members of the governing coalition are strong supporters of labor. And this strike may be only the beginning. Other professions, such as pharmacists and university professors, are affected by the new law, too. This summer may get even hotter. I'm Charles Collins.